For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. The Columbia Public School District has finalized the details for a tentative two-hour late start schedule due to possible inclement weather. KBIA's Derek Brizendine explains the plan.
As the chance for school cancellation increases during the winter, the Columbia Public School District has a tentative two-hour late start schedule in place in case of any early morning inclement weather. Assistant Superintendent of Secondary Education for Columbia Public Schools, Jolene Yoakum, says the schedule would allow the district more time to handle early morning inclement weather without having to cancel school.
Here we had to call off a couple of days just because of the cold temperatures, but by a couple hours later, the temperature had raised enough to where it would have been okay for kids to safely wait for their bus transportation.
Michelle Parker, who has three students in the district, says that she appreciates the extra time that the district is taking to ensure students' safety.
Having teenagers that are driving to school now, I appreciate them using that time to clear the roads and trust that they'll make good decisions if it's not going to clear up.
The district understands that there will be snow days. It just hopes that this plan will reduce the amount of them. Derek Brizendine, KBIA News.
More than a week after a St. Louis grand jury decided not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson, MU students, faculty, and administrators are still speaking out. KBIA's Michaela Tucker has more.
Students read the names of people of color killed by police between testimony and poetry by administrators and student leaders. MU for Mike Brown organizer Naomi Daughtery says the demonstration is part of the larger goal of ending racial injustice on campus.
We're not so much trying to change policy anymore, right? Policy's part of it, but we're trying to change an oppressive societal thought, which is a lot harder.
Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton met with students on Monday for a listening session to hear their perspectives on Ferguson and racial inequality on campus. MU student Kayla Jackson-Williams says it wasn't enough.
Not a lot of administrators nor faculty and staff showed up to actually hear what the students had to say, so I don't see how there will be change when there weren't people there to actually listen.
Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs Kathy Scrogg says another listening session will be held soon so more student voices can be heard. For KBIA News, I'm Michaela Tucker.
A Missouri education panel tasked with reviewing the state's learning standards for school children is bucking House Speaker Tim Jones and keeping an appointee he removed. Members voted 7-5 Tuesday to keep Columbia Schools Language Arts Coordinator Nick Kramer. Jones earlier that day sent him a letter saying he doesn't have the required 10 years experience. The work groups are reviewing the National Common Core education standards currently in place. Some lawmakers pushed for the review, hoping it would mean replacing the Common Core. The Missouri Supreme Court is mulling over three cases that could decide whether cities and towns can continue to use traffic cameras to catch speeders and red light runners. Attorney Beavis Schock represents plaintiffs in two of the cases that involve red light camera use in both St. Louis and St. Peter's. He told the High Court Tuesday that their use creates a situation where the motorist is guilty until proven innocent.
These protections, the right to remain silent, the prosecutor to have the whole burden, are completely rejected in this scheme. They hand you an affidavit and say, prove you didn't do it. That's crazy. It can't be right.
Attorneys representing St. Louis, St. Peter's, and Moline Acres argued that the use of traffic cameras does not violate citizens' rights and that they help make the streets safer. 65 municipal courts in St. Louis County are waiving warrants this month in exchange for $100 payments to remove the threat of immediate arrest. The Warrant Amnesty Program expands upon an annual effort each summer overseen by the Better Family Life Community Group. Defendants who pay the flat rate to have their warrants dismissed must still return to court at a future date to resolve the initial charges and avoid receiving additional arrest warrants for failing to appear in court. The county's municipal court system has come under criticism since Michael Brown's early August police shooting death in Ferguson. Critics say many local governments disproportionately rely on traffic court revenue to fund basic city services. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.